Can you, Elisa, confirm that it shows well? Yes, very good. Thank you. All right. A bit of a disclaimer here. We have just received a cancellation by the person who was supposed to come from the city to talk about these topics. So unfortunately, she's not able to be here, and I'm going to tell you about the healthcare services. Please keep in mind that I am not a professional of these issues. I'm not an expert, but I try to tell you what is here, and of course, I am somewhat familiar with issues that concern exchange students anyway. So I try my best, and then let's see if you have any questions and what happens to them. In a worst case scenario, I can send your questions on to the city. So yeah, let's get to it. Yes. So in Jyväskylä, there are eight healthcare centers and one central hospital. And we are pretty much there in the middle. So some of the healthcare centers are far away. But if you don't live far away, you also don't have to go to those places. So what do you do if you get sick? The healthcare services are provided as a local service. So when you need help in the daytime or on a weekday, you go to your healthcare center of your residential area. So every one of you belongs to, based on your area where you live, you belong to a healthcare center. And most of you belong to the third healthcare center that shows on the slide, so Kyllä, or the fourth one, Nova. Kyllä is for you guys who live in Kortapohja, and Nova is for you guys who live in Kuokkala or Ristomaa, for example. Some other areas also belong to these, but you can check it out where you belong to based on your address. But these are the two most important for you guys. So if you have any need to see a healthcare professional at the daytime, then call this your own local healthcare center. And at night or after 4 o'clock, when these healthcare centers are usually not open, or during weekends, you can call another phone number. And then you can explain your situation and you will get some instructions on where you can go. And of course, in case of emergencies, call 112. So how do you know where you should contact? If you have some issues. So basically, if you just click the link that is down in the bottom of the page, that brings you to a web page where you can put in your home address. And then based on that, it shows you who is your doctor and what is your healthcare center. The page is in Finnish, unfortunately, but there's not much to it. There's just a little field where you have to put in your address, and then you just click the button under it, and then it will show you the results, your doctors and your healthcare center. So this is where the central hospital is. If you can see the Red Cross there, the central hospital, which is called Nova, is pretty close to the main campus. So it's about, I think, 1.5 kilometers. So please note that the Nova is both the central hospital and also one of the local healthcare centers. It's two in one. And yes, this is the same thing. And Kyllä. The other healthcare center that I mentioned to you, where the Kortapohja residents belong to, it's actually basically just opposite of Nova. it's quite funny now that they are next to each other. Since these are based on residential areas, but basically those of you who live in Kuokkala now belong to Novadet for that reason that the Kuokkala Healthcare Center is under renovation. So you guys are directed to this one during that time. And now here are just a couple of pictures of the locations of other healthcare centers. But as I mentioned, it's highly unlikely that you belong to any of these because these are quite far from the student housing areas. But of course, if you don't live in a student housing area, it might be that you could belong to one of these. You can check it out on the website. So when you call your local healthcare center, what happens then? The assessment of the need for care is made by a registered nurse who will give you care instructions or make an appointment with a professional. And besides the doctors and nurses, the care team includes psychologists, nurses specialized in diabetes, depression and substance use, physiotherapists and social workers. So we are talking about multi-professional care here. And it's important to mention that you don't always see a doctor if some other professional can help you as well. We know that this system might be a bit new to many of you. Might be that you are very used to that when you are ill, if you have some need, you always see a doctor. But in Finland, you go through a nurse, and nurses are able to take care of a lot of issues. And if they assess the situation they come to the conclusion that you do have to see a doctor, then they will refer you on to a doctor. But you always, basically, you always, always talk first with a nurse. Still about the nurses' practice. So the assessment of need for care and also care instructions. So the nurse can instruct you about infectious diseases, for example, flu or diarrhea, and can also provide you certifications if needed. If you get some injuries, they can take care of your wounds, vaccinations, and then control checkups of the chronically ill. Also, these things go through the nurses. And some of the nurses can also order prescriptions for you. And nurses can consult doctors during the during your appointment, or ask the doctor to come to examine you. So there are these kind of options as well. Then there are some COVID-19 guidelines also from the healthcare centers provided to you. You probably start to be quite familiar with this. We have mentioned some of these things yesterday as well. So uvascular right now is in the spreading phase of the epidemic. Actually, yesterday, this was changed. So still yesterday, we were in the worst kind of stage from the three stages that Finland identifies. We were in the third one. And now the city of Jyväskylä and the healthcare professionals assessed the situation yesterday, and we are now back, luckily, with one stage. So the official translation is acceleration stage. So we are in the middle stage of the epidemic. It doesn't mean a lot of changes, though, in practice. You still need to be very cautious with your actions, and we are still aiming to prevent the infection from spreading. So wash your hands, do not touch your eyes, nose or mouth unless you have just washed your hands. If you sneeze or cough, cover your face with a tissue and throw the used tissue into the rubbish bin. If you don't have a handkerchief, cough into your sleeve, not in your hands. And stay at least 2 meters away from other people. Do not invite visitors into your home and do not visit anyone. I know that this is now quite a big thing to ask from you, that please try to keep these guidelines, and I promise that you will have the chance to spend time with others. But it's really important to keep the spreading now in guard. So try not to have people over or visit people in their homes. Try to spend time outside together once you are all out of your voluntary distancing. Wear a face mask when you cannot stay at safe distance from other people. So for example, if you need to use public transport or go to a corona test, or when you go to a grocery store, pharmacy, or anything like that. And of course, if you are feeling unwell, then definitely please stay at home. Don't go then anywhere. And if your health seems to be getting worse, then definitely book a test for the corona. If you get the symptoms, then as mentioned, self-isolate yourself immediately and make a symptom assessment on the Oma Olo platform online. And the Oma Olo service will advise you on what to do. You can also contact the corona information number that is mentioned there during the given hours that are listed there. And if you have an emergency case, then you can call to the emergency number if you feel like that your situation is that bad that you need care. And for testing, you can also contact the Säppälälääkärit for booking the test. You can call there maybe you can do a web reservation. I'm actually not quite sure about it. Oftentimes, to be able to make a point or reserve times online in Finland, you will need Finnish banking codes, which most of you don't have right now. So I'm not 100% sure if this web reservation is possible for you, but at least you can definitely call to the phone number listed there. And if you are in a situation when you can get sick, you get sick, and you don't have anyone to help you with, for example, your grocery shopping, or you need some kind of medicine from the pharmacy, then you can contact the Adult Social Work Emergency Services in office hours. Of course, remember that you have also your tutors who might be able to help you to do some shopping for you and leave your groceries at your door. I highly recommend that if you are in this case, in this situation, you online your groceries. You order your groceries online. We have instructions about it on our website. And then in that way, you can also pay for your groceries yourself online. And you can either get it delivered by the shop to your door. In that case, it costs a bit extra. Or then if your tutor is available to help you, you can also maybe ask your tutor to bring your groceries to your door. But please keep in mind that the tutors classes are also starting next week, so they are not always available. So to this week they are still more available to help you, but then from next week on there will be some restrictions to it. So I really, really recommend you that when you are healthy, you fill up also your storage with the food. But as I mentioned, the last case scenario, you can also contact the city, the Adult Social Work Emergency Services to help you out with the groceries. And you can follow the situation in Jyväskylä on the link that is listed there, and the national information and latest updates you can find in the website of the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare. Something, it's a website that we have linked to you many times already also. So when you use the Oma Olo service, it's available in three languages, the two official languages of Finland, Finnish and Swedish, and then also in English. So change the language to English if you don't speak Finnish or Swedish. If you have any symptoms that maybe the symptoms of COVID-19, fill in the coronavirus checkup. You can make an appointment of COVID test if needed, if COVID test is needed. If you go to a test and you have a negative test result, you will receive a text message about the result. If you test positive, you will receive a text message about it. And then within a day, you will also receive a call from the healthcare center or a healthcare professional advising you what to do in that situation. And remember that you must be at home while you are waiting for the results, so you cannot come to the campus or go shopping or go to pharmacy. So you are advised to stay at home to make sure that you don't spread the virus to others. And if you have difficult symptoms and you need medical care, you can also contact your healthcare center. But make sure again that you call the center and you don't just show up there without an appointment, and also in a case when you might be having the virus. Here are some instructions for using a mask is included. Of course, we all have a lot of experience with it now. Just summarizing also, of course, just make sure that your hands are clean when you take the mask, and that you don't touch your mask while you are using. And after you dispose the mask, also wash your hand. And one thing that I specifically would like to draw your attention to, because I know that, or I've seen that in many countries it's maybe done a bit differently. Please do make sure that when you wear the mask is actually covering also your nose. So don't pull it down to your chin. Don't just cover your mouth. It has to cover your whole face. Otherwise, there's not much use of the mask anyways. And some instructions of how to wash your hands properly. So make sure that you are thorough with it and you wash it long enough and with a soap and hot water. So away from COVID-19 and some other healthcare issues. So a bit about rehabilitation and psychotherapy, physiotherapy. If you have acute back or neck problems, you can call your local healthcare center. And you can have an appointment with a physiotherapist in a few days. If you have non-urgent problems or your musculoskeletal system, you should call centralized services of physiotherapy. And there is, again, the phone number and the times when you can call. Also about dental care, so you have access also to dental care. There are several clinics around the city. At the daytime, if you have an emergency, you can call the number that is listed there. But this is for cases when you are really in an emergency and you have pain or you have been to an accident, and due to that you need dental care. And the same phone number is used also for non-emergency situations, but in that case, you're asked to call after known. And if you have a situation at night or during weekends, there's again a phone number that you can call, and you can explain your situation, and then you will receive care instructions instructions that where you can go to see a dentist. There's also maternity clinics and child health clinics. So pregnant women can go regularly to inspections by a nurse and a doctor. And these services are provided as local service and several clinics around the city. Usually they are in the same building as the local healthcare center. And then there's also something about school-age children. There are, of course, exchange programs are also available for families. So in case it's applies to your case, if you have a child with you, then just please know that a school-aged child can use the public health nurse at school or other services of the local healthcare center. And about family planning clinics, family planning clinics provide several services related to sexual health issues. The services include contraceptive advice, pregnancy planning, infertility treatment, and abortions. And the centralized services are in Kyllö Health Center. So this health center that I also mentioned you earlier, where the local healthcare center of the Kortepohja residents is located. It's the same place. And then we have prescriptions. So you might need some kind of medicines during your stay here. So medicines are brought from pharmacy. Some medicines can be brought without a doctor's prescription. For example, the most common painkillers or fever medicines. If you need a prescription, you can get prescribed medicines by showing the paper patient leaflet you received from your doctor. And in some situations, the prescription can also be written by a specially trained nurse at the reception. The prescription can be written with the name and the date of birth for a person who doesn't have personal identification number. And at the moment, most of you don't have a personal identification number, and you will hear about this number a lot during your stay, especially in the beginning. So in Finland also, it's a very kind of important identifier of the people who live here. Some of you who have a residence permit and you requested a personal identification number while you applied for your residence permit, you might have this number already. But if you are coming from an EU country and you didn't have to have a residence permit to come here, you don't have this number yet. And we will give you information later on how to have this number. But just for you to know now that there are some different kind of instructions sometimes to people who don't have this personal identification number, like in this case as well. And then about the fees, something that is also very important, how much the services cost. So some appointments are chargeable. For example, doctor's appointments cost 20 euros 60 cents, and a physiotherapist appointment 11.40. And you don't need the cash. The invoice will be mailed to you at your home address. And what is really important now is that as soon as you can, so when you are not doing distancing anymore, then you visit the local post office and you register your home address with the post office. Without this, many of your mail won't reach you. So it's really important that you take care of this in the beginning, because otherwise, for example, if you order a plastic student card, it might not find the way to you. And also we have experience also when students haven't taken care of this registration, they didn't receive the invoice from the hospital. And then, of course, if you don't pay your bill in time, you are going to be fined, and it's just going to get a bit complicated. So please do take care of this. So all the mail that needs to find you will indeed find you. It's really important if you have an appointment which you cannot attend, then you do cancel it in time. If you don't cancel your doctor's appointment, you will be charged 50 euros, 80 cents. So much more than you would pay for the appointment itself. So make sure that you cancel it and you free up the time so they can take another patient in that slot. Students who came from outside of the European Union and have a residence permit have also student health insurance. So you can also use this health insurance when you see a doctor. Also those students who come from EU were advised to get a private insurance. So please note that when you want to see a doctor, you can just check out the terms of your insurance, see what kind of cases you can use it. And then if you prefer, you can also go, for example, to a private healthcare clinic, where you can usually get an appointment much quicker. Many of the appointments also through the city is fairly quick, but not everything. From the private side, it's usually always quite fast, but of course it costs much, much more. But it might be that your insurance covers it. So in that case, you might as well just also go to the private. If you are from your the ETA countries or Switzerland, Quebec, Canada, or Great Britain, you will have the same customer fee as regular citizens. You need to confirm your background with some official documents, as passport, European health insurance card, or something else. So most of you are from European Union countries, so hopefully you have taken with you your European health insurance card. And with that, showing that you are eligible for the same customer free prices as the other residents living in Finland. And if you're coming from a country or area outside, as mentioned above, you will have to pay real costs fee. So if you are not from these EU countries, Switzerland, Quebec, Canada, or Great Britain, the fee that you will need to pay if you go to municipal healthcare is the full fee, which is quite expensive. It's more than what is listed there in the beginning. But again, in that case, please check with your insurance how the refund goes in your case. And again, in these cases, when you the municipal part doesn't necessarily offer you much cheaper healthcare than the private, then again, you might as well use the private healthcare clinics for your needs. And one thing that I also wanted to mention, that I'm talking about fees here and also about insurances and those kind of things. But what is really important for you to know, that when you need healthcare treatment, then you are always going to get the treatment in the municipal side. So you will also always get treated. They are not going to ask for your insurance first. If you are in a emergency situation, of course you are going to get the treatment, but only after the treatment they are going to look at your situation and see, do you have an insurance, are you a for example, a European Union citizen or from outside of Europe, or what is your case, and the billing or the cost of the treatment will be then determined based on that after you have received the treatment. So make sure that you know about your situation before you need to get the treatment itself. And that was it from the city of Jyväskylä and the healthcare, about the healthcare issues.